Welcome back, everyone. This is Pastor Jason Robinson, Church of the King. So excited to be on chapter 2 with you today, going through our foundations. We're talking about today, lordship. Last week, we talked about salvation. This week, lordship. Acts 2:36 says, "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." Lordship is the central message in all of the Bible. See, Jesus was referred to as Lord 92 times in the book of Acts and over 600 times in the whole New Testament, while he was referred to as Savior only twice in Acts and only about 24 times in the New Testament. See, the Bible emphasizes Jesus' lordship over just salvation. See, the starting point of salvation is the acknowledgement of the Lord Jesus. Confessing Jesus as Lord, it implies a submission to his lordship in every area of our life. In other words, it's like this. I want to be saved from any wrongdoing. I want to be saved from any sin. But lordship says, I'm going to surrender whatever you say, God. And so true salvation, true receiving Christ, it's giving our life to Jesus. It's surrendering to his lordship. We're saying, God, I can't figure this out. You know better than I know. Therefore, I surrender everything to you. So really, when it's all said and done, salvation is an all or nothing proposal. It's not, I'm going to sign these terms, but I have a caveat here and these things are negotiable there. We surrender everything to Christ. Romans 10:9 says this, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Now, we just read there in Romans, so it was written to the Roman church in Rome during this time, obviously, but this is what I want you to get. To say Jesus is Lord during the Roman times was a death sentence. It was a death sentence. So you could say nothing other than Caesar is Lord. I mean, Caesar was Lord. The Greek gods were there in place. So if you came out into public and you said, Jesus, this Jesus Christ who was crucified, he's Lord, then that's heresy to them. And so when they say in Romans to confess Jesus is Lord, they're saying, man, this may cost you your life. This is going to take everything. And so lordship and salvation, it's an all or nothing thing. See, lordship, what it does, it demands obedience. Anyone who claims Christ is Lord is expected to do what he says. See, intellectual faith and empty confession, it's not enough. It calls us to change our lifestyle. Luke 6:46 says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say?" Matthew 7:21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven." See, that's lordship. Lordship is a central theme in the Bible that we're all committed to surrender everything in our life to the lordship of Jesus. You are Lord of all, God, and I am not. The next thing is lordship, it begins in our heart. Submitting to Christ as Lord is not about following a set of rules or regulations or traditions. It's a matter of our heart. Lordship begins ultimately with the submission of our heart. God, in my heart, I want to surrender everything to you. And I may mess up and I may make mistakes, but God, I will repent, I will turn, and I will surrender my heart again, God, to serve you. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts, revere Christ as," there's our word, "Lord." Lordship, it demands obedience. Lordship begins in our heart, and then lordship, you know what it is? It's a continuous walk. It's constantly learning, constantly growing. We begin our Christian life by acknowledging that Jesus is Lord, but we must continue to walk under his lordship for the rest of our life. Lordship is not a one-time experience, one-time event. Hey, I said the prayer, I feel better, let's move on. But it's developing a lifetime walk with God. The more we know him, the more we'll want to submit to him, because God created us and he knows how we work best. Colossians 2:6 says, So then, just as you receive Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. So I have a couple simple questions. Are there areas in your life that you have not submitted to the lordship of Jesus? Are your relationships under the lordship of Jesus? Is your time under the lordship of Jesus? Is your finances under the lordship of Jesus? Are you committed wholeheartedly to the lordship of Jesus? God knows how we work best. So when we ask him to come and live in our lives, we submit everything to him and we say, God, whatever you say, even though I may not understand it, I may not know how it all is going to work out or play out, God, I'm going to trust you and I'm going to surrender to your lordship no matter what. Father, we love you today, God. We surrender everything we are to you, God. In the areas that maybe we're having a hard time surrendering, God, I pray that trust would just come into every person's heart that's listened to me to realize that, God, you really know what's best for us. We love you and we praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we love you guys, man. Our next episode, we'll be talking about repentance, man. So far, salvation, lordship, and repentance. Can't wait to talk about this next with you. God bless you guys.